How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And today we are, do we have a good topic. Two topics that you might not think even go together, but they do.
What are those topics?
Money and God.
M-O-N-E-Y and G-O-D?
M-O-N-E-Y and G-O-D. That is right. Everyone out there listening, we have been talking about money this month as we kicked off the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after, because we know from our own experience, and just think about this for a second, what is one of the things that you fight most about in your relationship? What is one of the things that brings more fear into your relationship? What's one of the things that causes the most problems in your relationship? It's money. And so all month long, we've been taking a look at different angles. We've looked at how does fear show up and just wreak havoc in your relationships. We've looked at how we all work with money differently and how we budget and how, you know, Noah budgets differently. Well, you do budget. You used to not budget, but you budget now. So we've talked about how people are different and how they approach budgeting.
Wait. But here's the thing. What is money?
See, now we're going to get all philosophical and all on you, but stay on, because this is a good one.
But here's the thing. Like, money doesn't really exist. It's nothing. It's just this crazy agreement we as human beings have made with each other that changes all the time. Like, a dollar is a dollar today, is not a dollar tomorrow, and wasn't a dollar yesterday. It was like $1.05 yesterday and 95 cents tomorrow. And I didn't learn that in an ashram.
You didn't. Where did you learn
that? I learned that at university, studying economics. It's like money is just an agreement. There's no gold behind money. There's no silver behind money. There's no nothing behind money. And the crazy thing is, like, people in Brazil have their dollar tagged to our dollar, which is also their dollar is tagged to our dollar, which is tagged to nothing.
It's true, y'all. Noah actually does have an economy background. A degree in economics. And then also, when we're talking, you're going to share a little bit of your story here about how that degree gave you a certain amount of knowledge in your head, but didn't necessarily give you the spiritual tools that you needed to be able to be successful with money.
But so the thing is that money is just energy. And what's God? Like, God is the biggest source of energy there is. So of course they go together.
Hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
Well, that's why on the dollar bill it does say, in God we trust. Does it not?
It does say that.
It does say it.
If you have a dollar, maybe you'll even look at it and look at the little pyramid and the whole thing.
And for some of you out there listening, you may have picked the path that Noah had. Like, Noah's path was not a lot before you found God and money, because you're going to talk about that, right? Before you found God and money, God didn't have a lot to do with you in your relationship to money. And so your relationship to money...
Well, let's be sure that God didn't have much to do with my life.
Yes, that's true.
As far as I knew.
And just so you all know, we're using the word God, but you can replace that with the word universe, divine, spirit, whatever, the bigger force that is out there for you, because that's what we're talking about, that bigger energy. And at some level, well, actually, right before I first met you, you didn't really have much of a relationship to that bigger divine. So your relationship with your money was, would you say, significantly less well as it is today?
I would say it was scattered and disparate.
Okay, well, it's better than comparing it to today. So that's good. Yeah, I would agree. No comment. And for me, it was the opposite. I had really great money habits and had really great things going on with my money. And the more I connected to spirit, the less I started to care about money. And the more I had to learn how to be with spirit and God and money in a whole different way, because the way that my achiever MBA business school self was with money no longer worked for me as I became more in tune with my spirit. And then all these things started happening to me with the law of attraction and the movie The Secret and all these universal laws that just totally confused me, because when applied, they didn't always work. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the show. We actually have a minister who's also an MBA coming on the show a little bit later, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. And Noah and I are going to share with you some of the real tools that we've used in our own lives, in our own relationships, to join God and to join spirit in a way that actually creates more money and more happiness and more love. Will you share your story, Noah?
I will share a little story. So my father was bad with money. And when I say bad,
he means bad.
I mean really bad. Like, after my parents divorced and he kind of went off into the world, he came semi-homeless.
He did. I did meet him. He had pants that were at least 4 inches too short to his ankles, and his apartment was definitely, had never had a maid or a cleaning person visit.
No, it was sketchy.
Yeah.
He lived a very sketchy hand-to-mouth life, and I mean literally hand-to-mouth. He had a really hard time with money.
Although he was a serial entrepreneur, he had many businesses, right, at some point, and then...
Yes, he had many businesses and drove them all into the ground. So he had a great habit of taking money and turning it into nothing.
And so his relationship to God and spirit around this time?
You know, I don't think real good. That was my perception. We weren't real close at that point, but I know that, you know, we talked a little bit last week about the money blueprint, which is an idea we got from we learned from T. Harv Eker.
Mm-hmm.
There was this imprint on my head about money, and that was that, like, I didn't really deserve it.
And so how did you change it? How did God, spirit, the universe come through and help you change that?
Well, I did something called the 4 T's Prosperity Program.
So this happened right around the same time that Noah and I moved in together. So ladies and gentlemen listening, I have to tell you, you probably know this, right? So when Noah and I moved in together, that meant that we really started to get up into each other's financial business a lot more. And so it got, like, the stakes went up. So before, where maybe some of his spending habits, you know, didn't bug me so much, or the way he handled or didn't handle his bills didn't bug me so much, when we moved in together, you better bet that Mariah was like, oh my God, what have I signed up for? And because you are you, and because we were both on a path of some kind of self-discovery to wake up and to do our lives better, we started going to a Unity Church in Chicago.
Yes, and not long after that, I did a 4 T's program, which is this whole program about prosperity. One of those T's is for tithing. So literally, I had to embrace God and actually give away money.
Even though you didn't have it.
Even though I felt like I didn't have any money, I had to expand my prosperity consciousness through giving. And it totally worked. Like the whole program is kind of a 12-step program of really getting clean and honest about what's in my control, what's out of my control, looking for ownership and all, just the whole process. But what I really got out of it is actually through giving, it became easier to receive. I was able to open up my own heart and say, I deserve to receive. I can receive. I am a good person, and I am connected to God, and it was amazing how it shifted my whole relationship. Like, this whole idea of giving money away, rather than trying to hoard it, or hide it, or let it just disappear on me.
Well, what I like about what you're saying is that you put yourself into a 12-step program, which for any of those that are listening and have been through the 12-step process, you know that that's totally deeply connected to the land and the world of spirit. And I think one of the things I really got when we had moved in together, and I'm like, okay, I could teach Noah some good budgeting things. I could teach him how to manage QuickBooks and get his things in order, and how to pay his bills. And I could have taught him all the fundamentals. But I gotta tell you, A, that did not sound any fun, and B, can you imagine if trying to teach the person that you're, you know, like, sleeping next to and wanting to be intimate with how to manage their money? How well do you think that's gonna go for your relationship? that's not going to go very well for your relationship. That person's not going to feel very good about that themselves. So what I loved about what happened when Noah dialed into the G-O-D, to the spirit, to the universe, and got, you know, help and assistance from G-O-D versus, you know, the C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, the Christine, what happened is it took the responsibility off of me. So I didn't have to fix him. I didn't have to change him. I didn't have to teach him how to use Quicken. He had to go get his spiritual shift on. It wasn't fundamentally about what you knew or didn't know. It wasn't an intellectual thing. For goodness sakes, you were an economist. Like, you knew the fundamental principles of money. It was a spiritual thing that you had to go in and do yourself. And so that's one thing that I think we really, like, I was so happy and I've really learned, is there are certain things that you do not want to be a teacher for your person. And money is one of them. You want to look for really, 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 really good teachers, or help your person find that. I might have suggested the four T's. Did I?
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I'm sure.
It seems like something you would do. You would suggest I do it and then not do it with me.
Well, I didn't really need it. So. Anyway, what's really exciting is when we come back from break, we're actually going to bring on a fabulous, wonderful teacher who bridges the practical with the mystical. And we're going to talk with her. She's a minister and an MBA. Her name is Reverend Karen Russo. She is amazing. I have interviewed her before. She's one of actually my very dearest friends. And she is the author of a fabulous book called The Money Keys, and she was featured on a series I did just a couple months ago called Money Peace. Remember that, Noah?
Oh, it was a great series. You got really fantabulous information. Anyone who's interested in getting a little more Money Peace, you can go to mymoneypeace.com, and we will be right back.
Bring it.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good.
Flow with money, miracles happen. And so when we were thinking about this show, and when I said to Noah, okay, Noah, who can we have on the show that's really going to help just enlighten and empower and educate and entertain people about how to actually bring the money and the God together? Not in the way of like, okay, build your vision board, and then, you know, you do this, and then stare at it for 40 hours, and hopefully, like, you'll attract what you want.
God's not magic.
God is not, well, God is magic, but not that kind of magic. Or, you know, what's wrong with me because I'm applying the law of attraction, it's not working. No, I wanted to bring a real spiritual master who also had deep, deep, deep practical roots. And so, of course, bing, 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 out of the, in my head, instantly came Reverend Karen Russo. And Reverend Karen Russo is the author of The Money Keys, Unlocking Peace, Freedom, and Real Financial Power. She stands alongside wonderful teachers such as Dr. Michael Beckwith, Laurel Langmire, T. Harv Eker, who we've talked about, and Bob Proctor, and she just brings such a wealth of information with her MBA from Columbia, and she was a corporate trainer and a salesperson, so all of that stuff. But then she's also this fabulous minister who is just such a deeply spiritual person and such a beacon and such a light and so freaking intelligent. I'm so excited to have you here,
Dr.
Karen Russo, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Christine and Noah. I love that you all are bringing the happy and the love together for couples. And today we're going to, it's like we're having a big party and God and money and everything's coming to our party.
I know, it is a party. It's so much better than sitting in the pew and being like, passing the basket. Oh,
that's wrong with that.
We love passing the basket now. We're all for that. We understand money differently.
Right now, when they pass the basket, I actually yell yay in the church.
That's true, Karen. He does.
That's so great.
He does.
So, Karen, I would love it if you told us a little bit about the idea of spiritual money mastery and what's so important about it.
Well, I think of spiritual money mastery, first of all, not as an amount of currency. So one of the things we should start right out with is sometimes when people are involved in conversations about wealth, is we start to think there's a there that we're not at, but when we get there, then we're going to have it all together. And so the very first thing I want to say is spiritual money mastery is not about acquiring a certain pile of currency.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, we were just saying currency doesn't actually it's only got the meaning we give it. So why would you want a pile of things that we only have the meaning we gave it to?
There you go. Now, and I am also saying, so a little bit of the subtle here, is that having a big old pile of currency is great as well. But spiritual money mastery is exactly what you just said, Noah. It's about the meaning we give to money. So I really think there's four things. It's having a spirituality about money, which means my relationship with the divine, God, higher power, universe, source. My relationship with God about money is inspired and peaceful, not fearful. That's number one. Number two is my beliefs about money. So my thought, my emotion, my conversation, those things together create patterns, which are beliefs. My beliefs about money are anchored in creativity and choice and freedom, not feeling like a money victim at any level.
And we love number two. We actually had, remember Margaret from our Money Keys? Yeah, she was on talking about fear and money a couple weeks ago. So we love that, right? Plugging into love and God versus fear around money.
Exactly. And choice and creativity rather than constriction. Yeah.
Mm.
Now, there's two more pieces. Number three is it's having habits about money. So your consistent behaviors, the systems you use, the actions you take with your money, that those are in alignment with circulation, order, and flow rather than overwhelm and struggle.
And what's number four?
It's being able to fund your dreams.
Can
you just do the top lines of the four? So say the four again, but just kind of like one or two words for each one so everyone can kind of get that locked into their consciousness.
Absolutely. Spirituality that is peaceful and inspired about money. Beliefs that are about choice and freedom. Habits where you're in circulation and flow and being able to fund your dreams.
And what's I love about that, Karen, and what's important for everyone just to kind of underline is like that starts with you and your relationship to yourself.
Yes.
Right? And your relationship to spirit, whereas oftentimes, and I am totally guilty of this myself, when we are in a relationship, we want to point the finger at the person that's sleeping next to us or, you know, that's across the table from us, when really it sounds like what you're saying is that finger should not be pointed, but maybe placed back into oneself to find the answers in their own relationship with themselves and spirit.
Absolutely. We create our experience of money rather than our money circumstances dictating it to us. And that, you know, that's the number one thing is that people can realize, and this happens in relationship, in your sense of expression, in your health, in many areas, is when you really click into the transformative idea that I am the experiencer of my circumstances rather than my circumstances dictate to me. You know, that's really the biggest place in freedom. And that's when you look at the beloved next to you, and regardless of what they're doing, you're a person who's loving, who's generous, who's kind. You know, not dependent on their mood, their behavior, their stuff.
That is so key, to not be hooked into their mood about money for your mood about money, because it's this is absolutely something that occasionally happens.
Christina, what are you trying to say, Noah?
Is that one of us, and I won't say which one, but you might be able to figure out, get into a certain place with it.
We won't say which one, but Karen knows me well enough probably to guess which one that is. And Karen, I mean, you're in a relationship. You're married to your sweetie Bill, right? And I know that you have gone through challenging money conversations as well, and your couple decisions really that you've had to make in your lives. And I'm just curious how you've applied those four principles to decisions you've made in your own relationship.
You know, I think that's it's a great opportunity for really tremendous partnership and intimacy, your relationship with each other around your choices of money. And Christine is right. So I was single forever and then married late in life to the big fella. And we from the beginning have had, you know, we were just blessed sort of later in life. We met each other, soulmates, very compatible. And around money, we did all the stuff together. We created a vision. And our vision statement begins with this phrase, we are already wealthy. Isn't that a good one? You know, it's like,
I love that. You created that together.
Yes. And then we have a shared spiritual practice, and we had some common financial goals. We also have money agreements. You know, we do some things that I really recommend for couples, which is we have money that is a his money that is a my money that is joint money. We each have our own play money accounts where neither of us comment on who pays for what. So Bill is really into high-end motorcycles and bicycles, and the kinds of numbers that he invests in things that don't mean a thing to me, you know, I have no opinion on, because it's his play money. And when I go get, Christine, a deep tissue massage at the Wigwam Spa near where we live, you know, Bill does not have to know or worry about what that kind of thing costs, right?
So that's how you do, you have the he money, the she money, and the we money?
Well, yeah, we do, for different categories, too. So we have he, and so, you know, I, for example, I run my own business, so I manage that separately. And then, you know, where we do have joint money for household, but we also have play money that's separate. And we do a thing together where we pre-fund the big expenses, like, and this is where we fund our dreams. So, for example, in the last few months, we've done a couple of things. We pre-funded a trip to Vegas where we're seeing shows and restaurants and doing all this stuff. But we figured out ahead of time, oh, it was coming out of this and this. So it was so much fun to go. And then we live in Arizona. We just pre-funded replacing the HVAC unit on the top of our townhouse, which for people who live in the Southwest, no, that is not casual.
It's kind of a mandatory thing, but I love the idea of pre-funding, and then it also sounds like it's something, like it's actually an activity that you can do together versus like we're going to sit on the couch, honey, and, you know, veg and not talk to each other. Like there's actual conversations, and it sounds like some deeper intimacy that must happen in those conversations.
Absolutely. And what I will say is sometimes you make trade-offs, and one of the things, and this is where you have your beliefs, your mental teamwork and your emotional teamwork. Well, one person might say, well, I'm worried about that this could happen. And the other person will say, you know what? I'm not worried about that, but let's talk about the risk involved and see if we'd feel comfortable if we set aside a certain amount each week or each month to, you know, put the funds aside ahead of time, if that'll make you more comfortable. You have a, you know, you come together, even you don't have to be the same style or the same attitude, but you find a way to have teamwork.
I love it. Teamwork. Everyone, underline that. Teamwork. Pre-funding. Deciding together how you're going to spend your money. And I think the most important thing that would just make so many more people happy, have your own money pots. Have the piece of money that you don't have to actually have discussions with your significant other. Karen, those are great, 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 great suggestions. And I just want to highlight also for everyone out there listening, Karen, you're so generous, sweetie, in so many ways. And I just love that about you and how you've created a whole free chapter of your book, The Money Keys, that people can download. And it's a chapter that's all about escaping the money traps. It also has an audio on it. So make sure you go to themoneykeys.com and get that chapter of Karen's book. It's awesome. I've read it. I have it downstairs. Noah's been reading it. It's top notch. And when we come back, Karen is going to tell us all about how and why money issues just don't magically disappear when you become spiritual. Why not? Why not?
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life?
Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Love and happiness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Noah and Christine Show, and we are joined here by the Reverend Karen Russo, MBA, an interfaith minister, and a truly committed teacher who we just love and adore and are so happy to share her with you today. Are you here, Noah and Karen?
Yes.
I'm here.
Wonderful! Well, for those of you that are just tuning in before the break, we were just hearing all about how we can actually apply some of these spiritual principles into our relationship, and we started talking about spirituality and money, and promised to kind of dive into, I think, a question that a lot of people who are open to spirituality have is, why is it that when you do become spiritual and you do embrace God, because we're all about the money and the God here today on the show, the God, the universe, divine, whatever you want to call it, but this bigger energy, why is it, and Karen, we would love your thoughts on this, why is it that money issues don't just magically disappear for people who are on a spiritual path?
Well, it's a great question, and I'll answer it this way, and that is that most people, even after having a spiritual awakening or feeling more connected to the sense of developing, you know, a relationship with their higher power, even after that experience, most people, if they don't develop a really integrated approach to their money, will just replicate the financial experiences of their past. And this is, if you think about the crowd you hang out with and, you know, different parts of your life, you'll just realize it's like people just kind of have a, like a set point, like you do with your weight or with your happiness or with your whatever, that you have with money, that unless you really develop something greater, it won't shift. And I don't mean so much set point as amount as I mean your experience. So I want to tell you the three areas that have to be developed in order to really have what I would call that spiritual money mastery. And you kind of heard them earlier.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Everyone, I want you to hear, put your spirit, you're going to the spiritual gym here with Reverend Karen Russo. I always say it's like going to the gym to build your flat abs. You gotta go to the gym to build your God muscles. So everybody, get ready to do some bicep curls here. Okay, we are ready. I'm pushing up my sleeves, Karen. So go ahead and give us some spiritual bicep pull-ups here.
So, pull-up number one. Must develop your spirituality by really connecting with the law of unity, the idea that all of life is an interconnected whole, and this is really the connecting that God's my source, money flows through channels, but I'm always at one with source. When you really develop that, you have a peace of mind about money, which makes you, in many ways, grateful, appreciative, and in the well-being now. So that's number one. And then number two is you've got to, like, now you're doing maybe your, like, your lats. So if that was biceps, now it's your lats. Your beliefs about money, we have to let go of victimization, the idea that a boss or a spouse or the government or the markets or the, you know, anything outside is controlling us, and we have to use the laws of cause and effect or the law of attraction. We need to use it to really affirm freedom, choice, collaboration, win-win. And if they don't have that, people will just feel like it's like I need to get a job, or I need to find a rich lover, or I need to, you know, try to make something of myself. Like your answers to wealth building will be very much win-lose, or trying harder, or stories from your past, unless you really are in freedom and choice.
And so it's really more of a, like a both and type of thing versus like an either or. Is that part of what you're saying?
Absolutely. And the and goes on. And this is the one for many spiritual people, so many artists, healers, spiritual folks. I'm going to say the third area, and that's your money habits. You must align your behaviors, your systems, your actions with money to your spiritual vision and to the affirmative beliefs you have. In that way, what happens is you start to get into circulation and flow and order, and you get out of struggle and overwhelm. So for people where it's not happening, it's often that one of those three areas is missing or underdeveloped.
And so just so underline again those three biceps you want to be doing. One is habits. What are the other two?
Beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is your spirituality. You
right.
need to cultivate a spirituality about money.
And so, Karen, what do you do if you're in a relationship with somebody who is like, I don't want to go to the spiritual gym. I'm not really interested in changing my beliefs. Or I don't have any beliefs that are, like, you know, not so, like, I'm okay about money. Like, this is your issue. This is your issue.
You know, I would say it would be the similar thing if someone said, I don't want to work on our, you know, our intimacy. I think it's just fine. Is that there's some part of the answer that is you develop yourself so fully and so completely that either A, you attract your partner into whatever you're up to, or B, if it is really that there's such a deep incompatibility, you end up finding your own path, or C, it stops mattering, you know, that they're not into it.
Well, I also think that that's a beautiful idea of attracting your mate to where you are, because I like to see what how much better things are for you when you have followed your path. Like, it is so much easier to do that than try to bully them. It's like, that does not
He's looking
work.
Straight at me, everybody, right now, is what he says.
He's
looking straight at me. It doesn't work very well if you try to bully the other person.
Well, does it?
No, it doesn't work very well. It doesn't. I will admit, Karen and Noah, that is my fear pattern. That I go when I am, like, you know, freaked out about money, I go to the bully place, and it's not very godlike and it's not very lovelike. Karen, what do you do when you find yourself in that place of fear versus in that place of God around money? What comes up for you?
My number one thing I'm always working with, you know, deeper and deeper levels, is breaking up the idea that money comes from hard work and struggle. So I've had, you know, I started out with a much more upsetting version of that than what happens today. But if I feel like, things aren't on the outside looking like a match to what I, you know, I'm spiritually teaching, if I feel there's a mismatch, sometimes my default will be to try to work harder and do more stuff, which is, there's always a component of activity and action. But it needs to be inspired. It needs to be in alignment with what's true. And Christine, you're a great teacher to me. I mean, we always want to more be cultivating the vibration in us, like be the thing that we desire. And then actions, circumstances, support, supply, opportunities, invitations are naturally attracted to us.
And how do you notice that in your relationship with the big guy? Like, so when you know this about you, right? It goes, you could go that's the thing that comes up for you. How do you notice that with your relationship with the big guy? And then how do you apply these principles, these spiritual biceps, to help you move from that fear place to a place of money peace?
I would say, I'll give another example. So one of the things that Bill and I also faced is, so in terms of the investments that we've done since we got married, and we've been married 7 years or 8 years, something like that, and when we first got together, I was the much more aggressive one about, let's do some real estate investing, and how about this foreign currency thing? And, you know, I was sort of, leading us into several different things that we both, you know, said yes to. And in the last couple of years, we've had to lead ourselves out of them, let's put it that way. And what I notice is when I would get upset, this thing is not resolving in the speed and the way I would want. It would be my old tendency to try to, like, who do we need to call? What do we need to do? I would try to fix it by doing more stuff and thinking more stuff through. And often, Bill, if when I would get that way, Bill would be like, baby, it's all good. We're already wealthy. It's all going to work out. You know, like, he would be the one who talked me down off the ledge. And then and it was pretty occasional, but when he would be up, you know, just grinding about it and kind of getting internally upset, I'd be the one like, big fella, we're fine. Everything's working out. There's a power for good and we can use it. You know, so we, it's nice to know, to be able to talk the other person back from the ledge. I think that's always a great service in a relationship.
Oh, I think it's like even an agreement we should build is that your partner, matter of fact, I'm going to put this dare out to you. If you have a partner, that you make an agreement with them that you will be the person that helps them get off the ledge when you're out there. That's what I send out to all of you.
I love that. I think it's a throwdown from Karen Russo and Noah Martin here that when I love that she's like talking them off the edge. It does it, right? It feels like that when you're on the edge and there's that point and you know, and because you know, bully, when I go to bully place, I just want to push the person off the edge. It's true. It's awful. I do. I want to just push them right off the edge. Which of course doesn't work very well because then you got to pick them up off the pavement. So it's like in that moment of actually deciding to, hey, come down off the ledge. Hey, come off down the ledge. That's a really great practical tool.
And the thing is, for those that really have a strong spiritual practice, what it is you lean into every moment of meditation you've ever done, every prayer that you've ever said, every time that you've ever, you know, turn to it, the spiritual truth, where you've gone to a worship celebration or you've read a passage that reminded you, you know, you return, you use your spiritual practice, you lean into it at times when you feel separate from the divine.
I love it. Karen, thank you so much for being on the show today. I feel like we all just leaned into God right there. We all leaned into spirit.
And I want to remind our audience that if you go to themoneykeys.com, www.themoneykeys.com, you get a free chapter of Karen's book.
And also it's an audio, right, Karen?
Yes, it's a great audio guide, Escaping the Money Traps. Very helpful to get a good overview of the things we've talked about today.
And I know about all of Karen's programs. They rock the house. So if you are ready for some shift, ladies and gentlemen, themoneykeys.com. Go visit Karen. I love Karen's work. It's helped Noah and I tremendously. And I'll be talking, Noah. Thank you, Karen, off the ledge from now on versus splatting him onto the pavement and pushing him off the ledge.
And you've been listening to Noah and Christine's show. And we'll be right back.
Thank you, Karen.
Love and happiness.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Oh, yes, love and happiness and money and God and the divine and the universe and the spiritual muscles. Welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show, bringing the happy, or keeping the happy, and happily ever after. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are just finishing up here with our fabulous guest, Miss Karen Russo, the Reverend Karen Russo, who's been enlightening us on all the ways in which we could be more spiritual and more happy and more loving in our relationships when it comes to the M-O-N-E-Y. And for those of you that are just joining us, you missed me outing myself on a very great tool that I want to make sure everybody uses over the next week, which is when you find yourself in your relationship with your partner and they are caught in what Karen calls a money trap, and we'll talk about that in a second, when they're caught up all in their money stuff and you know that they need a hand out and you got a choice. Am I going to push them off the ledge and let them fall, and you know what I'm talking about, or am I going to lean a hand out and say, as Karen said, big fella. I guess I could call you big fella. No, you're a big fella. Big fella, it's going to be okay. We're wealthy anyway.
Mm.
Would that be better for you?
Oh, my goodness. That would be life-changing for me. That's so much better than, what did you do?
Really, that would be better for you.
It would be much better for me.
Why would that be better for you?
Well, it would A, add a little humor. Humor is the most magical device in the world. I think God is humor. Like, I think that is one of the truest expressions of the divine.
You think spirit's funny?
I think spirit has a sense of humor.
I think it's true. If you think about money, how we all get kind of serious, you know? We get serious, and we were talking this with Karen about how you really want to be practicing your spiritual muscles to be expanded, like to be not contracted, right? When you go into contraction, and we learn this about on the money piece as well, on the fear cleanse, is about fear contracts, right? And love expands. And so in that moment when you're expanding or you're contracting in fear, that's when you're actually, you can't be fun. And you can't, you know, you can't have any fun in it.
And no one really wants to hang out with someone who's all clenched up. And that includes your money. Your money doesn't want to hang out with you anymore when you get all clenched up.
So are you saying, so for example, like when we're having a money thing and my money freak out is happening, I'm not in my money peace place, that when I push you off the ledge, that I'm actually causing money to move out of my life, farther away from me?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think when you are connected to yourself, to your partner, to the divine, and you're truly connected to your money, that when something happens that's unpleasant, it isn't what you want it to happen to be, that you have so many more options.
Like what? So say example, I love this idea of money trap that Karen talks about, and that's Dr. or Reverend, come on, Dr. I'm just how I gave her a PhD, Reverend Karen Russo, who's the author of The Money Keys, just talked with us about this idea of money trap. So like, it's almost like you see your partner, like imagine this next time, like you're in a fight with your partner, or you're having a money freak out moment, or your partner's having a money freak out moment, and like imagine them like in a trap. Right? Like they're actually like in a bear trap. Like you wouldn't, I guess if you laughed at them, it would probably not hurt so much. But you.
You're not supposed to laugh at them. No, it's not going to.
No, what do you do?
Well, I mean, one thing is that the first thing you do when someone's in trouble is you assure them that everything's going to be okay.
So this is what Noah actually does. So the reason why I'm now, as it looks like, you know, interviewing Noah is because Noah is a better human being than me on many levels.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's true. I mean, I'm better at you in many things as well, so that's the truth too. But there are things that Noah is better at Christine at, which includes Noah is just genuinely able to come from a loving place. Maybe it's my Scorpio. I don't really know, but whatever it is, when you see me in a money trap where I'm in survival mode or I'm freaked out, but like I won't admit that I'm freaked out, what goes on for you in your head?
Well, the first thing I think of is how do I get the fire down to a simmer? Because it's like there is a problem. Like denying the problem will only make things worse,
especially with me.
Like,
or anyone that is like angry or anxious or, you know, whatever feeling your partner's having, right?
Like, so you have to acknowledge that this thing's going on, and it's like, how can we, like, put it into some perspective? Like, I love to say, we have made bigger mistakes.
That is a good one for me, because I will go to that place where I will be like, you know, like the sky has fallen, and now it's just that death spiral down. You know, it's like, you get like the other day, actually, I was pretty good about this, but I got a ticket in the mail. Like, I took my picture of my car, and I guess I ran a stop sign or something. I don't remember this. But they took a picture of my car and then sent me the ticket in the mail. I don't know. That's a whole nother show, but we got to do something about that because that's crazy. But you know, like, when you get that unexpected bill in the mail, and or it's something that you did wrong that cost you money, how you don't feel so good about yourself, or you get angry? This happened to everybody out there.
Yes.
And there's that moment of, you know, I had that choice in that moment. Well, you were really great about it. And you said to me.
I said to you, we have survived bigger mistakes, and you just have to just take care of it. It's not a big deal.
And so when Noah does that for me, which, again, is not pushing me off the ledge, which is pulling me back off the ledge, what happens is, like, I'm like, okay, great, like, I feel like I'm connected to you, like, I'm not all alone, versus sometimes what I might say to you is, well, you should really be more careful about driving. It's true. I so need to go to remedial relationship skills courses. That's why I teach, and I'm on this radio show with all of you. And I'm so grateful, Noah, that you helped me learn some of these things that I was totally just emotionally challenged about.
See, I think you're way too hard on yourself about this, because I have to tell you, you absolutely help me a lot of times when I make a mistake. Because it used to be that I'd make a mistake and I'd do anything to hide it from you. Hmm. Like, oh, I'm not going to tell her about this in any way, shape, or form. But it's totally changed. Hmm. You know why that's changed?
Why?
Because now you let me just own it and tell you what I'm going to do about it. Like, you don't, like, you give me the space to be honest.
Yes, I do. And I don't push you off the ledge. I just witness you. And that's another great tool that you can do. And it really comes from, this goes back to the money, and what does money and God have to do with all of this? You know how come I'm able to do that today, whereas before I wasn't, when I would have pushed him off the ledge in those really vulnerable spots, is because of my spiritual practice. And it's the same thing that Karen talked about today on the call, is that I have an actual, I'm building my spiritual muscles and my spiritual understanding of money every day. And I have the business background. I have the MBA background. I know how to track my money. But there's a deeper faith that's come for me because I've let go of some of that and actually embraced more of my spiritual relationship to money, and really getting, like Noah said early on and in the call today, that it's about energy. It's about energy, and in God we trust. Like, it's on our dollar bill, everybody. Like, you know, wherever your religious, spiritual beliefs are, it's on our dollar bill, and we all believe in the dollar bill, which just means in some level we all believe that there is a spiritual connection to money. And so the question that I leave all of you with this week to ask yourself is, what is your spiritual relationship to money? And where is it off? And where does it need some love at? And put some attention there. It's 2000, it's the beginning of the year, it's a great time to do that. And then, Noah, reiterate the dare for them that you gave them about...
Oh, the dare is, the next time your partner freaks out about money, pull them back from the ledge. Tell them that it's going to be okay.
And next week, we are so excited to have Kate Northrup, the founder of the Freedom Tour, who's going to talk with us about what you do when you start getting into deeper levels of connection and intimacy around money. And if you are ready to build your money piece, go to mymoneypiece.com, and there's all kinds of goodies for you there. And until next week,
you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
Keeping the happy and happily ever after.
See you next week. You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the...
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.